AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP starting in about a week, the U.S. will start evacuations of Afghan interpreters and translators who helped the U.S. military effort in Afghanistan over the past 20 years. Several thousand Afghans who worked in the U.S. plus their family members are already in the application pipeline for special immigrant visas. On Capitol Hill, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says inflation may be elevated now because of the pandemic recovery, but it will moderate. Powell says the Fed is taking the right steps.
These measures, along with our strong guidance on interest rates and on our balance sheet, will ensure that monetary policy will continue to deliver powerful support to the economy until the recovery is complete.
Powell also signaled no imminent change in the Fed's ultra-low interest rate policies. The bootleg fire is getting bigger in Oregon.
We are still at 0% contained. Estimated size is 201,923 acres.
Public Information Officer Jennifer Kay says thousands of homes are threatened near the California state line by the wildfire. 20 homes have been destroyed. Norwegian Cruise Line is challenging a law in Florida that prevents cruise companies from requiring passengers to show proof of vaccination against the coronavirus. Norwegian wants to start cruises in Florida again August 15th, but with vaccinations required for all passengers. With younger adults lagging behind on coronavirus shots, pop star Olivia Rodrigo is at the White House with a message.
It's important to have conversations with friends and family members, encouraging all communities to get vaccinated and actually get to a vaccination site, which you can do more easily than ever before, given how many sites we have and how easy it is to find them at vaccines.gov.
Rodrigo will be meeting with President Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci. Former Seattle Seahawks and San Francisco 49ers star Richard Sherman was booked into a jail in Seattle, accused of burglary, domestic violence. Stocks have wobbled in afternoon trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Overdose deaths reached a record in 2020.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released an estimate that a record 93,000 people died of drug overdoses last year. That amounts to a 29% increase over 2019. The nation was already struggling with an opioid epidemic, and experts say lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. Shannon Monnett is an associate professor of sociology at Syracuse University. She says what's really driving the surge in overdoses is an increasingly poisoned drug supply contaminated with fentanyl. She says her research found increased deaths were more likely to be people who had already been struggling with addiction. Along with nearly 380,000 deaths attributed to COVID-19, the overdoses contributed to what is overall the deadliest year in U.S. history. I'm Jennifer King.
The Japanese city of Hamamatsu, hosting a Brazilian Olympic team's pregame training, says there was a coronavirus outbreak among staff members at their hotel. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.